Hi everyone, and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I'm Andrew Heehim, and this episode is about Shitty Ensigns by Baby Squalling Dragons, otherwise known as Litza and Thor. It's time to put on your red shirts, people. Those of you who might have kids around, that S word is going to appear a bit because it's in the game's name. So feel free to maybe let this download to your device and listen to it while the kids are in sport practice or sleeping or at school or something. There's going to be a few of those this episode. Not everyone gets to be on away teams. Not everyone gets prizes from captains and helps Cisco do something impressive. Sometimes you just clear out a jam in someone's food replicator. You might get the extra fun job of crawling into a terribly cramped Jeffrey's tube and scrub something. Who are you? A shitty ensign. Also, as another warning, the game is pretty light on the writing as well, so as usual, 1500 words that I tend to go about is kind of going to be up around the total of the count in the game. So, this is not a big game. So, what is Shitty Ensigns? This is the RPG for when you're in a starship and you're a bit crap, or maybe a lot of crap. You really are not going to be the next Geordi LaForge. You're not going to end up as Miles O'Brien. No, you're going to get randomly murdered in a corridor when the Borg turn up, and your performance review will probably say, didn't seem to put up much of a decent fight before being shot, or soiled themselves in the course of duty before being killed in action. This one is another PBTA game, and if that means something to you, then you'll get somewhere where this is heading now and how it'll play. If that may as well be talking to you about the way electrons behave within metal lattice structures, then strap yourself in because we'll turn the inertial dampeners off in a moment. How does it play? You're going to have a name, and you're going to suck in five key ways. Clumsy, weak, rude, cowardly, dumb. Which of these are you going to be shitty at? You'll get a short list of numbers, which you'll attach to those traits. Then later in the game, you'll have to roll some dice and adjust it by your shittitude in some ways. But heads up, you're shit. So you'll have hit points, not that many of them, and most things more dangerous than a house cat could kill you in a couple of blows. An armor class, which is basically going to be nothing, unless you happen to miraculously be not clumsy. If you're not actually clumsy, why haven't you been promoted yet? You must be really shit somewhere else. Armor class just lets you get hit not quite as badly as by other stuff. It's amazing. You might actually have a short fight scene against a Klingon. You'd last long enough to appear on camera. Mwah! You're not utterly useless. You're a speed bump before someone important won the fight. Now we know just how shit you are. We need to add you to the one area where you are slightly less shit. What colour uniform did you get to wear? Are you marginally less shit at operations? Or what about fixing the coffee replicator for science department? Maybe you've actually been taught how to use a gun and put into security, or you can pilot a shuttle, kind of. Now, with everything you do, because you're crap, you're going to roll some dice, add a number, and check a table. If you're super lucky, you just get it done. Wow! The best option is nothing goes wrong. And the worst of it all is pretty dire, actually. But don't forget, the game isn't Shitty Ensign, singular. It is Shitty Ensigns, plural. Why, you're not just shit-tastic all on your own Jack Jones there. You're shitty with shitty friends. You're very much the F team. You get brought out when all the good people are really busy. And you have relationships with each other, probably from moaning incessantly in quarks while losing a dubbo. You could try help your friends, but really, you aren't that good, and it would almost take a miracle. You could try sabotage them, so they get the business end of Major Kira's finger pointed in their face, and you just get to stand there, rod stiff and internally gloat. What is the play loop? That section of the book is about as thick as combat, which isn't exactly the Brothers Karamazov, because the whole RPG is 25 pages long. But basically, something happens, your shitty ensigns happen to be there for reasons, let stuff go to shit regularly, and maybe your shitty ensign dies by death, dies by retiring off to some farm planet, or dies by actually no longer being shitty. As you scrape by, you might manage to improve your relationships with others before they end up being horribly murdered by a transporter malfunction. You might even get better at something. Of course, you will also become much crapper at something else. So, things I like. I like unashamedly gonzo games. This game hits that kind of stupid gonzo premise by making you so bad you would probably only run down a corridor during a red alert and have something taken off you by Riker or Data. And sort of space lets you do some stupid stuff. It would really scratch the same sort of itches people get to play games like Paranoia, which if you haven't heard of or seen played, just think your task is to get a box from Warehouse 3, move it to Loading Bay 9 without dropping or jostling it much. All bad things will happen. Oh, in other news, the box is 25 metres long, 3 metres high, and no, you can't have a crane or forklift because that's above your pay grade. Oh, and in other news, there was a terrorist attack that's happened in the most convenient and direct route between Loading Bay 9 and the box. You need to get it there in 30 minutes. Have fun. I'm also a fan of space nonsense. I've watched a lot of everything. I've watched a whole bunch of Trek, Trek Original, Trek DS9, some of the original Battlestar Galactic, Who Red Dwarf, Lex, SG-1, and B-5. This fits into all of the more silly ends of kind of all of that stuff. Things that I don't love, if you aren't much into Trek or feel a little bit low on space nonsense, then the adventures section of this is going to leave you a little in the lurch. Me, I've got way too many space fiction, science fiction shows running around in my head. I could probably sit down this with a convention and run it for people making up the adventure between when the people sat down and when they finished their character sheets. Also, and this is a bit more of my issue with PBTA than this particular one, I'm not a huge fan of the "if you roll bad, there are consequences" trademark, and not some examples of what consequences looks like. If you screw up a transporter operation, and it's a complication, is that I body swap Geordi and Worf, or is it like, oh, hey, Worf, buddy, you're going to be stuck in that pattern buffer for a couple of days. And yes, I know you will murder me later for this. And there's kind of a lack of guidance on what does going wrong look like at this level. There's a common enough thing with PBTA games. I don't know, I often want a bit more tumfun when that kind of consequences screw-ups stuff gets used. Visually, this is going to remind you of all those sort of 8-bit computer programs, right? That whole nice kind of blocky VGA and SVGA interface stuff from the mid-90s. If you've seen enough of that, this is going to throw back to that well. Plus, I mean, kind of that whole pixel art thing is kind of back in fashion with a bunch of people putting out all sorts of pixel art stuff. To wrap things up, would I play it? Sure. Would I run this? Yeah. At a Trek convention, I could see myself running this kind of nonstop, and for heaps of Trekkies to just be like all over this thing and desperately wanting to spend more time sitting down and playing it and going over just how kind of dumb and nonsense it is. Do I recommend this game? If you have enough people who get the sort of in-jokes a game like this wants to produce, then it's going to be great. It's probably a nice handy break for a group doing the grim, dark, swordy games, or the serious emotion games, or the broody creatures of the darkness games. You can get hold of this little bad boy, toss it on the table, and you and four other shitty ensigns can be shit while getting into and out of shit. It's like a Neapolitan ice cream box of shit. If that makes no sense, they sell it ice cream in Australia with vanilla, chocolate, strawberry all in the same box. They call it Neapolitan. Anyway, where can you get one? You can get a copy at Litza Bronwyn, LitzaBronwyn, .itch.io. It costs a grand total of, what do you think it's worth, to get the 25-page PDF. Itch is really nice about that for game creators, so if you're inclined to grab a copy, then dropping a little something-something on it is easy. Otherwise, that's it. That's the episode. I'll be getting stuck into some more games once I've seen pitches in my inbox coming from my webpage. If you want to pitch me your RPG thing, then head on over to my website, halflingcaravangames.com.au, and look for the name of this podcast. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io, where you can get a Betamax cartridge or one of my far less refined and much more janky bits of nonsense like Assault Heaven, Overthrow God, or Hands of Fate. Have fun gaming, and you all know that. Subscribe and pass links to this stuff to your friends. If you want to subscribe on Podbean, you can. But just remember, the algorithm does need its blood tides, people.